We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Gimel, says the Mechaber, Lo Seitzei Bechipa Shel Tzemer, Tainu Chutei Da'amar, De Gedilin Va'avidi Ki Hutza, Perish Kekein Ma'asui Me'ale Luvei Adakalan Shein Ba'ariga, Ma'ashen Kein Istama Asui Kemin Levit Kedisa Be'gemar Asham, Murechavdin Kishtei Atzbaos Kishir Tzit, so one should not go out with this sort of a head covering which is made out of wool, which is strings which are woven. This other certain type of hat, which was used in order to prevent bugs from coming towards, to repel bugs from a kala. The Mishnah Berurah explains the first is prohibited from going out because it is a tachshit, and we're afraid you're going to come to take it off to show it to someone, and you might carry it. And the second is prohibited because it is a masa. It's not even a tachshit, since it is used in order to get bugs away. It's not a tachshit, rather it is a masa. Sif dalet lo seitzei be'ir shel zahav, perish Rashi shu tachshit agol mitzayrim bel kemin ir, v'yesh be'em zaloshon shem mechabrim osolam albush, v'rabbeinu tam perish hu kein atar la rosh. So it is prohibited to go out with a ir shel zahav. According to Rashi, this is a certain type of ornamental jewelry, which is in the shape of a city, which goes on the head and attaches to the clothing. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that it is just a regular type of crown. Either way, one is prohibited from going out with it because, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, we're afraid you're going to take it off and carry it. A certain type of jewelry which was placed on the forehead and was tied from ear to ear is permitted to go out with. Bein shiyasu mechatichos shel zav charuzos b'chut, bein she'os and chatichos kavuos b'matlis. No matter what type of strings it is tied with, is going to be permitted to go out with it. The reason is because this item is something which usually any chashuva goes out with it, an important woman goes out with it, and we're not worried that she's going to come to take it off to show to anyone because she is already so important. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes a poskim who say that all other tachshitim, which regular women wear as well, even if an isha chashuva wears it, lo plug, and therefore an isha chashuva would be prohibited from wearing it into Rishas Arabim as well. Sivav risukya, dainu chatichas mi'il rechava, a piece of clothing which is very wide, a jacket which is very wide, yesh bo ritzus, ksaros, tluyas balakashan behem ulahadgan zivoseh demahadik, shari, if it is something which is stuck onto the body, to the head very well, then it's going to be permitted to go out with it. If it main low ritzus, if it does not have anything to tie it on well, usur, it is prohibited for the same reasons that we've seen up until now, that we're afraid it's going to fall off and you might come to carry it. Sif zayin lo seitze bekatla, danu beget sheyesh lo shnatzim kein michnasayim, umachizim bo ritzu rechava vekosher siv tzavara, vabeget taliya liba vuchashav mitzuyer bezahav. Once again, another type of jewelry which is prohibited to go out with because we're afraid you're going to come to take it off and carry it in the Rishas Arabim de Oraisa. Sifchez lo seitze benizmei af avayotze benizmei ozen, it is prohibited to go out with a nose ring, but it is permitted to go out with an earring. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that the nose ring is prohibited is because we're afraid you're going to come to take it out and show it to other people and carry it to Al-Ramos. Whereas the earring, since it's annoying to uncover your ears and to get them out, it is going to be permitted because it's unlikely that you'll come to take them out. However, obviously, explains the Mishnah Berurah, if your ears are not covered and therefore it is not hard, so then there would be such a chashash, and that's what the Ramah continues to say straight out. Bimnesha azna hamechuso, since the ears are covered, it's annoying to take out the earrings. Upmakum shenoyin legalos haaznaim, in a place where the ears are not covered, aser latzeis benazamim shepa ozen, hecha dederech lotzia misham, then it's prohibited to go out with earrings, because we're afraid you might come to take them out and carry them to Al-Ramos Rishus Arabim. Siftes lo seite b'machad nekuva v'miyatzach hayaves, is prohibited to go out with a needle which has a hole in it. V'she'en nekuva, if it does not have a hole in it, im amedes b'kishureha mutter lotzeis bo, v'im ein amedes b'kishureha aser. If it holds together the head covering, which the woman is wearing, the hat which she is wearing, then it is going to be permitted, but otherwise it is going to be prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it is all dependent on what is the derech hotza'a for an isha to go out with. If the derech hotza'a b'chol is to go out that way, then it is going to be prohibited. But if she is using it l'tzorach levisha, then it is going to be permitted. So if that which she is using is holding the head covering on, then it's going to be permitted, and there is no concern that she's going to come to take it off, since it is being used l'tznias to ensure that her head covering doesn't come off, she won't take off the pins either. And this is how the Gur paskins as well, that the ikratam of the heter is so because it is for tznias purposes, and therefore it is permitted for women to go out with these pins in their hair.